There's much more to come in the spirit realm. Much more. We are developing in the spirit. And so some places that the Holy Spirit want to take us this morning, will be somewhat new to you, because he's aiming to take us deeper, and for lack of a better word, make us smarter in the spirit. So we can handle this culture and this time, this season. The Bible talk about it in the last days, how it's going to be. We're in the last days. And so you're going to have to be a student in order to realize and recognize what God is saying to us. So you will remain standing a while this morning. I'm standing. Get your Bible, get your whatever you type with, whatever, do the best you can while you're standing. Father, we thank you for a clear answer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I tell you how we're going to do this, you need to get a note of some factors that we're going to have to change in the spirit realm to become more dynamic in the spirit, more accurate in the spirit. You want to be more accurate in the spirit?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's one thing you got to understand. Your scripture suggestion cannot take the place of supernatural direction. Your scripture suggestion. See, we've got to a point, as we were taught in the word of faith, which was good teaching, but we actually sometime, oh my, you're not going to let the scripture get in the way.
Yes.
So how quiet they got.
Yes.
You sometimes try to use the scripture so much, you're not listening.
Yes.
To divine direction.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you're taking the scriptures, giving God direction.
Yes, sir.
And you can't hear when he's giving you direction.
Whoa.
See, it's good if you use the scripture properly, but I think we come out of religion and tradition and learn a few scriptures and thought that we're going to run God by scripture. Now, one of the things you have to understand about God, and you're going to, many of y'all will get blessed this morning, God is full of surprises.
Yes.
Somebody said he'll make a way.
Come on.
But you can't tell him what to do.
All right,
I want you got that one part?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now listen very carefully, because if you hear me, some things you may have been dealing with for a long time gonna dissipate. But you got to hear it. You got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. He says, everyone under the sound of my voice has been set up for a manifestation. Every odd thing, everything that is not cooperating with the life you know you're supposed to have, is God has set you up for to manifest. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what God is, watch now, what God is prophesying to you this morning? That problem can't take you out. That problem can't shut you down. Especially after this morning, you're going to know any opposition is a divine setup for God to manifest. In other words, all online, all you're going through right now is just another opportunity for God to manifest supernaturally in your life through miracles, signs, and wonders.
That's right.
Let it manifest. You got to know how to let it manifest. So let me go a little further now. And then we'll get into the scripture. So let me say it again. Everyone, he told me, everyone, tell them, prophesy this to them. Everyone under the sound of my voice had been set up for God to manifest. God don't like no easy stuff. But everything you did it with is easy to him. I heard the word loud in the spirit realm. Get out of the way. Stop blocking me from manifesting. You my child. I'm going to take care of you if you let me. But remember, you the child. I'm the father. Sometimes in the secular world, we get a term that help us. Father knows best. Remember that. Father knows best. I want you to remember that. Came up. Father knows best. In other words, don't calibrate or calculate in your mind how it's going to come out. Only, get this because it's going to be the subject, only the Holy Spirit can show you how to yield and let God manifest. Only the Holy Spirit can show you how to yield and let God manifest.
Yes, sir.
And you know, they're two smaller numbers. Well, I'll just leave that alone. Every odd deal or every odd thing you're dealing with in your life right now is an invitation to let God manifest. And listen, my brother, the reading is so important is that there's nothing too big, too bad that he can't manifest. No, I want to know if y'all listening to me this morning. I'm talking about everybody on the sound of my voice. Listen, my brother and sister, listen. Probably everyone in this room dealing with something different. And you've been praying about it. You've been meditating on it. You've been reading scriptures about it. You've been binding the devil. This morning, the Lord has come to tell you how to walk out of it. Many times, now listen to this, many times you've been set up by the devil for God to manifest.
Come on. That's it. Yes, sir.
He think he has you, but you know better. So let's go down each row and see what we're dealing with. And then we ask the question, is anything too hard for God? So he said, let me manifest. Here's the subject. I'm going to let you sit down after a while. But I got to change the style of the church or something to get us going yet. Here's the subject. Let me manifest by yielding to the Holy Spirit. I cannot manifest because I manifest from the spirit realm. And you learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit in every situation. Right now, I want you, everything that's coming down on you that is not proper, I want you right now, as a child of God, I want you to yield to the Holy Spirit. When you yield to the Holy Spirit, he's going to show you what to do. But actually, when you look behind you, it's him doing it. You are being set up for total victory this morning. In your body, in your finances, in your marriage, in your family. If you just yield to the Holy Spirit, know what to do.
Yes, it does.
You know, everybody just need to say, come on, Holy Spirit.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Work out in me.
Work out in me.
We're going to read two scriptures and I'll let you sit down. John 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, Jesus talking, and he shall give you another what? Comforter. That he may abide with you forever. So is he saying to us that no matter what come, we should stay in the comfort zone? Because we know he's going to work it out. In other words, if you know that God can manifest in any situation, it puts you in the...
Yes, sir.
Don't let temporary moments become your life. Talk to me here now. Don't let temporary moments become your life. Your life is in Christ. Your life is set up for victory all the time. No matter if you do have a problem. Seventeenth verse said, even the spirit of truth. What do you say about the truth? What? Make you free. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. Why? For he dwelleth with you. And then he not planning on leaving. He shall be in you. Say he in me. Then he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How many times you let the devil made you uncomfortable? How many times your body or your finance or something have been attacked and it left you in an uncomfortable position? You wasn't consulting the Holy Spirit. That's why you were uncomfortable. You were trying to figure it out with a scripture. You go get your pet scripture and read it to the Lord and not yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit who tell you what scripture to take or to tell you, shut up and listen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. The 18th verse says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me because I live, you shall live also. You're going to be surprised. There's a surprise attack in these scriptures. But the attack is to put you in a position to total victory. Are you listening? Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm not responsible for what's going to happen here this morning. Because there's some places you have been a long time supposed to be set free, and you haven't received it. But may a prophetic moment come in your life today. May you go beyond religion. Beyond I'm a church member. Beyond I went to church Sunday morning. May you get in the presence of the living God that he can put his hand on you, shake you, and tell you, you are my own. Say this with me. It's time to move deeper into the Spirit. Now watch what happened in Scripture. The 19th verse says, yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me. We're supposed to be seeing something that the world has not seen. Right?
Yes, sir.
So let's stop talking about what they're doing. A small group will take you over if you keep talking about them. Let's talk about what Jesus has already done. Don't let them scare you with their little wicked stuff they're doing and violating the Bible and chaining the Bible to fit their situation. Don't let them bother you. Walk by faith and not by sight. Are you listening to me? I said, you listening to me? Man, I sense somebody in here agreeing with me too. Anything could happen here this morning, boy. What? I'm trying to read the scripture. We ain't got to the message yet. What? So every problem, every awkward thing you're dealing with has set you up for a manifestation. What made this so wonderful Jesus can function in more than one area. How you trying to say it, Leroy? In other words, the group over here and the group over there, they may have a different set of problems than the group over here, but he can handle them all. Are you ready to shut Satan down in your life? It's a matter of knowing how to yield. What I said? To the Holy Ghost. If I can get you in these moments to yield to the Holy Ghost, everything going to be handled.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Nothing too odd or nothing too hard for the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Nothing too odd. See, because sometimes Satan complicates our attacks. He make you believe you're the only one ever had this, ever seen this, and you're never going to get out of it, and all your relatives had it. Don't follow your relative. Follow the Holy Ghost. I didn't say yield to your relative. Now, you're almost going to want to answer me, but don't answer me. I'm going to ask you a question, but don't answer me, because you're going to answer. How long have you been dealing with that? And here, the Lord is saying this morning, it comes to an end. You're my child. All I need you to do is yield to the Holy Spirit. Say,
Lord,
I am a yielder
to the Holy Ghost.
One of the highest insight to let God manifest is to know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Now watch, because I want you to see it in the scripture. 20th verse says, did I do the 19th verse? And that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21, the Holy Spirit showed me that in this verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. And will manifest, underline that word, myself to him. Turn to the 16th chapter of John. I know it's a little different, but I have to prophetically minister to you. I'm not teaching. I'm declaring your freedom. I'm declaring joy unspeakable and full of glory over you, your household, and everything you've got to deal with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe everybody in here ready to flow with God. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. 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 In John Gospel chapter 16, very important, verse 12. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That was in another area. He died. So he didn't put us in a position that we can receive all the things in the spirit. Thank God. Huh? I can receive whatever God sent because I'm in the spirit. Howbeit, and we in that time now, the 13th verse, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he's here, right? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and look at that word, show, and show me, Lord. Show, y'all better get serious with me. Show me, Lord. Show me what I need to see. In the spirit. Hallelujah. Show me, Lord. You show you things to go. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. I mean, verse 14. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and show it to you. Keep showing me stuff. I need to see something. You see that? Talk to me now. In a little while, and you should not see me in it. And again, a little while, you should see me because I go to my Father. All right, you may be seated. Let me manifest by yielding to the Holy Spirit. I wrote in an introduction, here's the greatest secret of manifestation. Yielding to the Holy Ghost. Permitting him to reveal the will of the Father and the Son. Greatest secret. Knowing how to yield. To yield to who? The Holy Ghost. Everybody says that. Knowing how to yield to who?
The Holy,
Ghost. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Knowing how to yield to who?
The Holy Ghost.
Well, y'all come here. This ain't no basketball game. We're already in whoop my opponent. I can tell you how you're going to end up. Here's the greatest secret of manifestation, yielding to the Holy Ghost, permitting him, the Holy Ghost, to reveal the will of the Father and the Son. Now, if you miss this next line, I want you to get your purse and whatever and get on out of here. Your greatest moments are before you this very day. You thought you'd been living. But if you yield to what the Spirit of God is saying today, that every problem, everything that come against you is a setup for a supernatural manifestation, for God to work a miracle, a sign, or wonder in your life, all you got to do is know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to who?
The
Holy Ghost, I'm a yieler. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your greatest moment are before you this very day. You ready?
Yes.
Things are about to happen to you you've never seen before. See, a yielder to the Holy Spirit lives a thrilling life. You can't really interrupt that person's life, because that person knows that there's nothing can shut them down. Hallelujah. Look quickly at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Hallelujah. I'd get happy by myself. Hallelujah. Think about some of the things God brought you out already. Nobody knew nothing about it. God brought you out of it, didn't he? In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. See that? In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eye. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty and thy presses burst out with new wine. Turn to Isaiah 55:8. Isaiah 55:8. Just a moment here. Isaiah 55:8. Just give me a moment here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm getting happy on you right now, but I'm trying to hold on, wait for y'all. I'm waiting for y'all. I'll close if y'all let me. Y'all catch up. Y'all catch up. I'll close early this morning. Y'all got to catch up, man. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Somebody said, come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, while you're sitting here, that thing going to be solved. You yield. You got to yield. Don't yield to the situation. Don't even yield to the pain. I went through pain the other night. Don't even yield to it. Stand up against it. Everybody go through something sometime. But you got to know how to stand up. And know God's going to bring you out. Some of y'all need to change your attitude this morning. Just because you got a little something going on, you're all worried. Don't let it set you down. The Hebrew boys was in the fire, but the fire couldn't burn. Everything you're going through is a setup. To let God manifest. Watch now. It's a setup to let God manifest so you can testify. Somebody get saved. You mean God brought you through all that? Yeah, just the way he did it. I trust the Holy Ghost. And he said, I lack your God. He said, bow your head. And lead him to Christ. Are you following me? Now, I know if your faith has connected with what I'm saying, this church would be tore up. Because there's some of you all been waiting on an answer. And some things you've been dealing with, you've been waiting to get out of it. And you just got out. By the preaching of the gospel, you just got out. By being prophetic moments in your life. In other words, God is saying to you, I'm ready to manifest. I'm ready to manifest. You ready for me to manifest? Who can stop us? Watch these scripture now. Watch these scripture for a moment. That's first statement as something. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither my ways your ways, say the Lord. So we got thoughts and ways. I want you to develop a different set of thoughts. And develop different type of ways to handle a situation. See, now this is going to rub you a little wrong, but I got to do it. Sometimes we have taken scriptures and distant ourselves from God. Jesus Christ, I'm going to go find me another church. Sometimes we have taken scriptures and distanced ourselves from God because we're so busy with the scriptures, we're not listening. And we're trying to give God orders. And we want him to go right down that nice street. God said, no, I want to go left down this rough street because I want you to know who I am. All the Lord talking to you now. You just want to set up your here. But you're gonna get out. You're gonna get out so much, you're gonna be completely out. Next problem you have, the next problem show up, say, all right, Satan, you're setting me up for a manifestation. You know my God can handle this. You know I'm coming out of this because my God is bigger than this. I'm not gonna sit there and be all sad because you attack me, because I'm about to attack back by yielding to let God manifest. This is the day the Lord has made for his children to take over. No matter how things look, no matter how things feel, no matter what nobody else saying, you know I've been delivered from the power of darkness and I'm translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. I got it right now. Go to the ninth verse. Whereas the heavens are higher than the earth, so my way is higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Stop trying to tell me how to do it. Let me tell you how I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to tell you everything because you got to walk by faith. So it seems like nothing not going on, but it's going on anyway. But you got to trust me. Did you get it? Let me manifest what I want, and all that you want will be in the manifestation. For everything already paid for. Did you get that? You heard that? Let me give it to you again. Let me manifest. That's what God said. What I want, and all that you want will be in the manifestation. For everything already been paid for. Information, get these words, revelation, inspiration, visitation. That's too fast, isn't it? You ain't got no more two words, I'll say six words. Let me go back home. Information, don't stop there. Don't stop at information. Next one is revelation. Don't stop at revelation. Third one is inspiration. You've got to have, you be inspired by God. Then, visitation means his presence. Visitation, all right? Then, after all of that, then there's got to be an application. Then manifestation. Then demonstration. I'm going to go over them one more time because I want you to have them. Don't stop. Don't be stopping at information. All right? Information. Because revelation, inspiration, visitation, application, manifestation, demonstration. Because the Holy Spirit is a comforter, all discomfort must be removed by this revelation. Turn to 2 Corinthians quickly, chapter 13. Here's a threefold secret that every Christian should know. Knowing how to stay in communion with the Holy Ghost. Knowing how to stay in communion with the Holy Ghost. Look at that scripture. It put out three things there. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians now. 13, 14. You see it? Who see it? You see the three things in there? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, ooh my, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Here's another truth that must be known that God can manifest. Avoid, I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it, the grieving of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Ephesians 4:30. Yes, sir. Grieve not. Avoid the grieving. What grieve mean? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Whereby you are sealed. What that was sealed was you're sealed from and you're sealed to. You're sealed from defeat and you're sealed to victory. So anything that looked like defeat, you know it's temporary. If I stay in line with the Holy Ghost, I will leave out of this situation and go into a place where I need to be. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. I'm almost through. We must not quench the Holy Spirit, but that will put the fire out. John said, I baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Many Christians walking around with the fire out. It didn't quench it. Now this morning, you're going to go and light this thing. You're going to light this fire. Huh? You hear me? That's 1 Thessalonians 5:19. You can't grieve the Holy Spirit. You can't quench the Holy Spirit. If you let me manifest. But I'm going to manifest with your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is the manifester down here now. He's God, the Holy Spirit. Your lack of manifesting days are over. You're looking to that spiritual person for your manifestation is over. You have the right to manifest right where you are. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You got 1 Thessalonians 5:19? Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Yo, y'all buy some old machine back there that without that thing quench not the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, go to the next. The spy not prophesying. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Father. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Uh-huh. Let's see how far I want to go. I'm going to go to the 22nd verse. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Oh, yes. Yeah, Lord, I should. You can't be a whore and holy at the same time. No, I ain't going to say that no, but it just sounds so good. I just want to say, you got to be sanctified, man. You know, I've lived a sanctified life for 50 years. Not by might, no, by power, by his spirit. Yes. Have you made mistake, Reverend? Yes. But I don't practice nothing. You ain't all that hot, got to have all them different people in your life. Do not resist the Holy Ghost. Let me show you something. Here, I'm going to make a statement, I'll give you a scripture, and I'm going to talk to you about it for a minute. Let me manifest in your life now and from now on. No matter what come up, let me manifest in your life now and from now on. No matter what come up. You remember you've been on this message, let me manifest, right? This is the word he gave us for the new year. He told me that. All right, so I want to show you something. Turn to Mark chapter 5. And if you see this, I'll close. Mark chapter 5. Because you can take so much. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. The girl decided, after she went through all different doctors and everything else and nothing got better, the girl decided when she heard about Jesus, I'm going to let him manifest. She made up her mind. When other things don't work, when science and psychology and academic and technology don't work, let it manifest. You should be when they say, you got 4 days to live. You say, no, you wrong. He told me to satisfy me with a long life. You must always stay in faith beyond technology, beyond manology. I make up words, you know. Let me manifest. Right now in your life, let me manifest. What you sad about? What that thing you got hidden, nobody know but you and the Lord and Satan. Satan knows because he brought it. Now, right up in here this morning, online, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, whatever country you're in, right now, Satan is packing his bag because he know you know something. He know you can whip him every time with the name of Jesus, with the blood, with the word of God, with praise and worship. He know that. And God dog it, we're going to show it to him. You got to be able to handle it by yourself. The Lord is with me. I'm ready to let God manifest. Get my joy back. Get my peace back. Shut this religion down with revelation. Go on away, Holy Ghost. You know, go ahead on, shake somebody up in here. Hallelujah. I want to show you this. This woman, everything else is shut down on her. But she heard about somebody can do something beyond everybody else. She heard about Jesus. That's the woman with the issue of blood. That's a woman that went to many physicians, and rather getting better, she grew worse. But she heard about a man. His name was Jesus. She said, if I can just get to him, she testified at first, if I can just get my hand on him, I know he's going to be all right. And then she said, but you just can't talk. She said, she started walking. Sometimes you got to walk. You can't just talk. You got to walk till you find him. She walked till she got where he was. But that wasn't enough. That walking wasn't enough. She had to touch him. And she said she rushed down at the hem of his garment and was made whole. Then Jesus told her why. Jesus said, I didn't do this because I couldn't do it without you. Thy faith have made you whole. Sometimes you set up for a manifestation. Let God manifest. Everything else had failed. Look, the government, the lawyer, can't get you out of it. But then you hear about a man by the name of Jesus who never lost a case. But you got to cooperate with him. She said it. She had to walk to find him. And she had to touch him. And push everything else on the side. I'm asking you this morning to push everything else on the side. And let God manifest. He love you. Everybody go through something. Go through it though. Don't park here. Get your joy back. Hallelujah. Come on, son. Get your joy. Get your joy back. Tell the person next to you, get your joy back. I receive something. Get your joy. I receive. Get your joy back. No, tell them something. I don't care if they look mean. I don't care how mean they look. Tell them. Get your joy back. Somebody else, get your joy back. Tell somebody else, find somebody new. Help get your joy back. Let God manifest. Go, hey girl, go. Come on, let's go. What them praises there? Get up here. Get your joy back. Just tell somebody else, get your joy back. Tell somebody, find somebody else. Tell them, let God manifest. Let God manifest. Tell somebody, let God manifest. Let God manifest. Tell somebody, let God manifest. Come on, online, tell somebody, call somebody up. Let God manifest. 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 Come on, sing, man. Let God go. Let God manifest. Go. I'm going to close with, I think it's 5 or 6 words I heard while they were ministering to you. You're going to have to cut up a little bit after you hear them. And I know this particularly for somebody under the sound of my voice. Very simple. God, very simple. He's not complicated. Here's the word. You're going to make it. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how long it's been, I heard him say, you're going to make it. Tell somebody next to you. Tell somebody next to you, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. That's what I heard. Whatever you're going through, however long you've been going through it, prophetically he want to prophesy to you and tell you you're going to make it. No matter what nobody else said, it's the voice of the Lord telling you right now you're going to make it. You understand? The Lord has spoken. I'm standing right there. He said, tell them. Prophesy to them. You're going to make it. No matter how hard it seemed, or how long it been, or how many against you. All reports must bow to the prophetic words of God. No matter what kind of report you receive, he said, decree, I'm going to make it. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it? Giving the words right when we got through singing.
Yes.
See, I don't hesitate when he gives me something because I know he's talking to somebody.
Thank you.
So on the footnote of that, you can come to this concept. I have it made.
I have made.
You mean you know what that'll do for you in a discouraging moment? You can prophesy to yourself, I got it made. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So what you see don't determine how you're going to come out. Are you blessed?
Yes.
I got it made. Why you got it made? It's already paid for. Blood and the cross paid for everything. You bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is of God. I'm glad he didn't leave our body out. That's where we're getting most problems from, your body. But he said, glorify me with your body. You got it made. In the years to come, even in these days, but in the years to come, those words are going to be powerful in your life. Hallelujah.